Simon Bishkov and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. We heard the entirety of Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony No. 6 in B minor. That's Opus 74 for Tchaikovsky. I'm Katie Henriksen. Glad you're here. This is Of Note on 91.3 KUAF, your NPR station. We're broadcasting from downtown Fayetteville and on translator K203BO 88.5 in Mena.
The Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society and the 20th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series completes the season with the Ted Ludwig Trio, featuring Joe Vick and Brian Brown, August 17th at the Haxton Road Studio in Bentonville. This composer showcase will present original compositions and arrangements. KUAF.com or digjazz.com for tickets.
Composer Jack Gallagher was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1947. For many years, he's been the Olive Williams Kettering Professor of Music at the College of Worcester in Ohio. A recording of his second symphony, known as the Ascendant Symphony, was produced in a world premiere recording by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Joanne Folletta, on the Naxos label. In a bit, we will hear that recording. Let's now hear from the composer, Jack Gallagher.
So often some of these pieces do bear dedications to and were written for my wife or my daughter. And that is very much a contrast to writing a piece like the four-movement Symphony No. 2, which is more than an hour long and is meant to be a work of more kind of rigorous and enterprising proportions.
I would love to hear a little more about the origin story of the Gargantuan Symphony No. 2, which you've called Ascendant. I'd just love to hear a little more about the starting sparks of that and where it all comes from.
It's interesting that you mentioned sparks, because my original working title for that piece was As Sparks Fly Upward. And originally I changed it. The sparks flying upward connoted ascendancy to me also. So that's one of the reasons for the change. I had always admired pieces of what I would say is kind of enterprising and grandiose architecture, such as those that have been written by Mahler and Bruckner in their symphonies. I had never written really a grand, large-scale work for orchestra. So for many years, I thought it would be wonderful to try to have an opportunity to write a piece for very large-scale forces. And the Symphony No. 2 was kind of born of that desire. And I decided that I would try to formulate a work that embraced not only large-scale structure and architecture, but also the idea of a constantly unfolding narrative across time, where the aim was to try to embrace aspiration in the human spirit and have ascendancy refer mostly to that. So that was my hope with the symphony. If it doesn't sound too grandiose, please forgive me, but that's where I was coming from.
I'm very drawn in by the Sonata for Piano you wrote in 1973, dedicated to your wife and completed on her birthday of that year. I would love to hear its story.
Well, my wife has been steadfast and loving and wonderfully supportive throughout my career and the time that that we've known each other. And I thought it would be only fitting that I dedicate one of my first really, at that time, one of my first large-scale pieces to her. So it was at the time of her birthday in 1973 that I was approaching the end of this piece, and I tried very hard to make it come in on time. And I can recall staying up all night long just in order to make it to the end and be able to draw the double bar line and write in the dedication to her then. She is with us in the studio today, and she continues to be wonderfully supportive, and I hope it somehow expresses some measure of my love and admiration for her.
And let's contrast that with the six pieces for Kelly completed in 1989 and for your daughter when she was eight, and about composing pieces that really compel a young listener of music.
I wanted them to, if this is not too fanciful a hope, to embrace and exude a kind of sense of warmth because of my love for my wonderful daughter. Of course, I'm not entirely impartial, but I wanted that to come through. So pieces like the lullaby and the folk song in particular, I think, are pieces from that set of six pieces for Kelly that attempt to have a kind of effusive and lyrical warmth behind them.